I got a message on LinkedIn the other day, and I don't check LinkedIn very often, so I only received it this morning. But the message reads, and I'm going to redact the name of the sender. "Hey, Brendan, you should take down your podcast called I Remember Math Blaster. I have a real podcast, and I am afraid your podcast may impede people getting to mine, given their similar names. Your podcast is weird and doesn't make sense. Best, LinkedIn guy." My name is Brendan Bigley, and welcome back to I Remember Math Blaster, the podcast in which I record an episode every time I remember the hit educational franchise, Math Blaster. Math Blaster started in the 1980s, was rebranded, and became a successful educational software series of video games in the 90s, which is when I played it, because I was a kid in the 90s. I want to go through this LinkedIn message before I get to the important stuff. Let's start with the first line. "You should take down your podcast called I Remember Math Blaster. I will not do that. I have a real podcast, and I'm afraid your podcast may impede people getting to mine, given their similar names. I like the implication that this is not a real podcast," followed by "your podcast is weird and doesn't make sense." I have started every episode of this show, which has existed for over 5 years at this point, with an explanation of what the show is. The description of the podcast is one sentence long. I think it's pretty parsable. I can concede that it's weird, but I will not agree that it doesn't make sense. I think it makes perfect sense. So if you are listening, LinkedIn sender, I want to tell you about the three big mistakes that you made. The first big mistake was that you reminded me that Math Blaster existed, which of course lit a fire under my ass to make another episode. Your second big mistake was asking me to do something nice for you by insulting my work. It's more of a demand than an ask. Don't do that. Your third big mistake, dear LinkedIn guy, and I know this because of a previous job in which I helped independent and new podcasters figure out strong branding for their shows, you should have Googled Math Blaster before you made your own podcast to see if it is in fact also the name of a hit 90s educational software franchise. Those were your three big mistakes. What's funny is that in the first episode of this show, my coworker at Anchor, Chris Bosco, mentioned that maybe one of the hardest things about making the show will be remembering that the podcast exists alongside remembering the Math Blaster exists. In response to that, I also posited that the hardest thing really would be remembering the email and the password to get into this account on Anchor to be able to make new episodes. And Chris and I in 2017, right on the money with that one. I'll be honest with you, dear listener, I have remembered Math Blaster more than once in the time between the previous episode recorded March 13, 2018 and now August 29th, 2022. But to get to the second half of what this podcast is all about, which is essentially an audio time capsule, an explanation of what's going on in my life at the time that I remember Math Blaster, the biggest shift, I would say, from the first three episodes in this one is that I no longer work at Anchor. I got laid off in 2018, which I have some feelings about. I've since gotten a new job at Marvel that I like very much. But all of that is to say that I needed to spend some time with Anchor support to regain access to this account so I could continue to make an episode. Thankfully, receiving this LinkedIn message really, really made me want to do it, because I have honestly had it on the back burner for a long time, even though I really liked this premise for a show and I want to keep it going actually maybe my whole life. So I'm glad I finally got the motivation to do it. Feels good to be back. I made some new art that you can see if you're subscribed to the show. I wrote a new one-sentence description with an M-dash in it, so it's a little bit longer than it used to be, but still equally parsable, I believe. But with all that out of the way, I feel like I should get to the actual life update part, the actual audio time capsule part, because in the February 20th, 2018 episode, I said I think I'm going to move to New York that year, and I absolutely did not do that, but a lot did happen in 2018. As I mentioned, I got laid off at Anchor, but in my time in between jobs, I started a new podcast called Into the Aether, a low-key video game podcast, which has been going since then. Going very strong, feeling very good about it. I like the podcast a lot. I like making it a lot. It's been more successful than I really ever expected it to be. And it feels good. I have also since moved to New York. I live here. I've been living here for, I guess, about 2 years now. And that's been very nice. The flip side of that is that the reason that it was easy to move to New York is because there was a global pandemic that started that is, I guess, still ongoing. I mean, it hasn't ended yet. But so many people moved out of New York at the time that it actually made it very easy to move to New York. And that's why I'm here. I'm living here with my partner who I've been dating for a couple of years. She's wonderful. We just went to the beach over the weekend. I'm trying to think what else is going on. We released an episode of Into the Aether today. It's a bonus episode about Paper Mario for the Nintendo 64. I'm also on another episode of a podcast today talking about Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. My friend Adam Volerich filling in for Dom Nero on Eye of the Duck, which is one of my favorite podcast premises of all time. Such a good idea for a show. Go check it out if you haven't heard it. I don't even mean like the episode that I'm on today. I just mean like the podcast. It's really good. What else is going on? I don't know. It's the end of August. It's really, really hot. I'm like so sunburned because I didn't put on enough sunscreen, I guess, or I did it very poorly. I'm obviously recording in a much nicer microphone than I have in the previous episodes, which I recorded with my phone, I believe, using the Anchor app, which does still exist. Anchor eventually got bought by Spotify and is now a Spotify company, which is pretty wild. And a throwback to those previous episodes and my time at Anchor, though, I am blasting smooth jazz in my headphones while I record this, which is a thing I used to do at Anchor all the time when I worked there. Anyway, I feel like I should probably wrap this up because I don't have a whole lot else to say. I mean, I could try and catch you all up and catch myself up on the past 5 years, but I think just getting this podcast back off the ground is exciting enough to me. So now what has to happen is I have to forget Math Blaster again and then remember it again. And then we'll record another episode wherever I am. Just so happens that this time when I remembered via this LinkedIn message, I was in front of my microphone. That's very helpful. In the meantime, whether it be in a couple months or another couple years, I hope you, dear listener, have a wonderful life. I can't wait to come back with more eventually the next time I remember Math Blaster. Bye-bye.